not like, that veiled of a pun.
It's highbrow.
Like, there's not a lot to unpack.
Chris here is convinced that he has a highbrow joke, and none of us are. Anyways, thank you for tuning in today, and we hope you enjoy your weekend. Happy Friday, everyone.
Enjoy the snow.
Hello, what mic are you on? You're on four, right?
Hello!
I don't know where the headphones are.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe these are mine.
Hello. Welcome, welcome.
Hello. Welcome to our first thing.
Our first...
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah.
That? Oh,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, awesome.
It's all rolling.
Awesome, cool.
This is...
Totally
ear.
This is Chris and Casey doing totally irresponsible. Yeah,
spelled like an ear.
Yeah, it's like actually kind of a fancy pun because it's like kind of like an ear, and it's like ear, like you listen with your ears, and it's like irresponsible.
Yeah, but nobody who knows us thinks it's a pun. They just think we're actually irresponsible.
I mean, we are. Also, this is a WMFO Medford. By the way, we did not mention that. So that was just, that was some Mr. Wives. And now we have a song that's been stuck in my head all day.
What's it called?
It is called Kaleidoscope Eyes. It came up on my Discovery a week and a half ago, and it's very snow day. Please, enjoy.
Thank you. cub who was washed out in the flood. When you love somebody, bite your tongue, all you get is a mouthful of blood.
Sorry, we're interrupting the music because we want to talk about it and express what we're doing right now. Also, Casey, microphone's on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you were. Hello. So today, in honor of not having a plan for what we want to listen to, we're just going through the Spotify recommended ones and picking...
related artists.
Yeah, like and, related songs.
It's my turn to choose after this song.
Also, the previous song was called When You Love Somebody, and the song we are preempted, which Casey did not pause, bad DJ.
Was I supposed to?
You were closer. I was doing the things. I was touching the buttons. Irresponsible.
Hey,
this was
supposed to be training me.
I know. I am training you, and you know you can't make a souffle out of garbage is what I'm trying to say.
Maybe I need a new trainer.
Maybe I need a not incompetent people.
Wow. Okay.
That escalated quickly.
Sorry about that.
We'll deal with that later. But so yeah, Casey picked a wonderful song called When You Love Somebody. I picked another wonderful song that I don't know called 20 Miles. We're excited to, we are just as excited as y'all's to see it. And we're going to start at the 13 second mark because we interrupted it. And enjoy.
Running thin. Will you all the things that I made?
and whistler to acknowledge the nights in our laces, hearted races. And we go back to where we moved out to the places, hearted races. Well, I bought it in a can and I skirted with my fingers singing, ooh, da, 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 boom, da, 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 threw it out the window. Lately you've been tame, suspicious for the winter.
We're back.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry, we got invested in a game of guessing where I am imagining myself.
With no clues.
You're just not good at guessing.
What am I supposed to say?
Okay, so you... Okay, do you want a hint?
Yes.
Okay, you lost it at... Okay, so you were on the right trail, and then you lost it when you asked whether or not English is the official language.
Okay, but I went from the universe to Earth.
Yes.
So all in all, I'd say that's a pretty huge size
but
reduction.
But like, name somewhere that's not Earth. Like name
Saturn.
Name any landmark on Saturn.
I don't know that there's land on Saturn. It is a gas planet.
It's a gas giant, actually.
Yeah, that's the classification of the planet.
Yeah, it is.
so there might not be land.
I'm not exactly. Sure you know. Can't name
there
anything.
There are asteroids.
Fine, name something on Jupiter.
Jupiter is also a gas giant.
No, Jupiter is land.
Really?
Yes.
But it's gas.
I mean, there's gas on it, but...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, probably the capital of Jupiter.
No.
No?
No.
That's not a place?
Well, Jupiter doesn't have a capital. We're distracted.
How do you know?
We're distracted. Okay, because I'm on top planetarium for like 6 years.
Well, if you've never been to the center of Jupiter, you can't be sure.
Have you been to the center of Jupiter?
No.
All right. So this is a PSA about bear attacks. They're very common in... Actually, one time I saw a bear in Medford. I was walking to morning class, and someone was walking their bear. And I was like, good God, that's a huge bear. It was like walking around... sniffing stuff. Okay. When visiting a national park, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in bear-proof containers. In bear-proof containers, your car trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service from the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you.
But more about the bears.
More about Casey guessing where I am on the planet.
Am I going to keep guessing now?
I mean, I hope you said... Okay, you're... Your hint was that you lost it at, you were on the trail, and then you lost it at national language.
I still don't think universe to earth is a trail.
No, I mean, when I say trail, I mean, like, you're on the scent of where I am in the universe.
There's no scent. It's just...
Are you saying there's no scent because smell can't pass through the medium of space because there is no medium to pass through?
No, I was just saying that guessing Earth isn't really...
I know, but you lost your early thing when you... It's
my one little bit of momentum.
Your one little bit of momentum.
Oh, well.
Okay, we're going to keep doing this. We're going to play more music. We just played a song that I found on Spotify just now called I Am the Charger. Casey, would you like to introduce the next one of whatever this is?
The next one is called... Future Primitive, and it's by Paper Cuts. I'm really excited. This album art is wild.
Please, Casey, can you press play? Enjoy.
Trying to hide
We are back.
I failed.
I hope that you're enjoying. Yeah, he did not guess where I was. It was
a
fiasco.
Too specific.
It wasn't really specific. You're just bad at guessing. Okay, so I am. I am the L. So I am inside. Okay, so it's this game where you have to guess where you in the planet one is. I said
in the universe.
Where in the universe one is. I said I was in the L of the sign in front, like the Library of Congress sign. I was in the L in the Library of Congress sign in front of the Library of Congress in beautiful, well, in Washington, D.C. I stopped myself, but it's not supposed to be political here. Also, D.C.'s great. What are you talking about? For the past 8 years, D.C. has been awesome. Inexplicably.
And, Chris is...
But yeah, so he just couldn't guess it. He couldn't even get to the right city without me spoon-feeding him.
Okay, but something can't either be above or below the Mason-Dixon line.
I said it is below the Mason-Dixon line, but it's like
How is it questionable?
Because DC didn't secede and it's below the Maze. And you were like, is it above Virginia? Okay. Well, I don't know
Mine's
what it could
be.
Just
as frustrating it's not to like.
You know
I'm
what? We
upset.
Will see. We will see. By the way, that was. We just listened to a band called Paper Cuts. Don't know who they are. And we listened to another band called Woods. Also don't know who they are.
But I'm kind of liking this.
But we have another band called Sunny and the Sunsets. I love the repetition of the sun motif. I'm into it. So we're excited to listen to that with you guys for the first time. Okay.
And Chris is going to keep guessing.
I am going to keep guessing slash have a rage aneurysm on live radio waves. Please enjoy. Hello, my Spotify is being janky because my things don't work. Casey, we're back on air because radio silence.
I was in the wrong spot.
Yeah, you were.
I was exploring.
Exploring the room that we're doing this whole song. No, I think it lost the cue.
Oh, well.
We can find that song. Our cue's empty. All right, we're going to have to start from square one.
It was Sunny in the Sunsets.
Sunny in the Sunsets?
We got this.
S-O-N-N-Y.
I believe in you.
And
one hand type or hunt and peck typing.
Yep.
Haven't seen that since. Well, I see that all the time, actually.
Really?
It's kind of sad.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And
we're off.
Are off to the races. Please enjoy. Well, this is just embarrassing for me. I think it's the song. Is it the song? Oh, I hit the wrong aux. That's why. Okay, so it's not. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, we're okay. Please enjoy.
Song's actually playing now.
Maybe. Yes.
Three,
yes, it's actually playing. Great.
A kid, they said. We're back.
Oh, mic two's still on.
Now.
Blur on. There you go.
Okay. I'm still learning. That was Sunny in the Sunsets. And Chris is still having trouble guessing.
No, I'm just making sure that I can hear myself.
No, you're still having trouble guessing, though.
Oh, guessing you.
Although we're...
Because you give dumb questions. I don't know Canadian geography. All right. Are you...
I don't know DC.
And you're not... Everyone knows the Library of Congress.
I didn't immediately think of it when I thought DC, though.
You have to guess it. Okay, so... Okay. Are you in... So you're not on a mountain or a cave or a tree or anything. Are you in... Are you outdoors?
Yes.
Are you on an island?
An island? Yes. No.
Are you near the water?
I am near the water.
You are near the water. Are you on a boardwalk?
No.
Are you... in Canada?
What?
So you are in Canada?
Yes, I'm in Canada.
Are you in civilization?
Yeah, Canada. Oh, no. What do you mean by civilization?
Are you in the middle of nowhere, or are you in, like, where people live?
Do people live near you? People don't live there.
People don't live there?
They might live near it.
Nowhere.
No, it's not in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere in...
Next to the water.
Maine border.
It's...
Next to the water.
It's not... It's not Maine.
The Canadian border.
No. Okay. He's going to keep guessing, but we're going to play some Bob Dylan because I'm trying to make it through his entire discography by Monday.
Where are you in his discography?
Currently? About 8 hours of 30, I think.
Okay. So, by the way, how do you, trainee, how do you end a show, by the way?
How do I end a show?
How do you end a show?
You never told me.
Well, at the top and...
Oh, yeah. We're not there yet.
I mean, in about...
Should we wait 5 seconds? Okay.
Are you on a rock?
No, I'm... I guess there are rocks.
There are rocks, but...
Okay. We're gonna bring this back for 2 seconds.
We'll find out next week what case.
But this is WMFO Medford, and this is Bob Dylan.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. Drawn
the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
And we're back.
Hello.
Chris still hasn't gotten it.
I still haven't guessed it because I don't know Canadian geography, because no one knows Canadian geography.
I think the Canadians might.
I mean, do you know in Canada they learned U.S. history instead of Canadian history?
That's really fascinating.
I think that's kind of hilarious.
Okay, are we ready for the big reveal?
What is it?
It's the Bay of Fundy.
What is the Bay of Fundy?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so basically natural harmonic oscillator with the tides. So the tides come in and go up crazy high in hours. And it just...
That is fun.
It's really actually dangerous because the currents are so strong. But you walk out there when the tide's low, and then you run away before it comes back.
This is a daily occurrence?
I think it's twice a day.
That happens in Brazil a lot.
Really?
Yeah, there's like parts of Brazil where it's like in the like afternoon or whenever low tide is, it's like low-key, like a beach with like rock pillars.
Huh.
And then, have you seen The Incredibles?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember that part where the blonde kid is like running around like through the things?
Yeah. Oh, it's like that.
Yeah, it's like
and
that.
And then it floods.
Yeah, and then it floods. But when it floods, it looks like the part where he was running. But when it's not flooded, the water is like sand.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This was our first show.
This was our first show. We hope y'all enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. You ready?
Are you going to put some music on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jill. So yeah, you do want automation?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
If you can do it quickly, then.
Yeah.
Just for it.
Yep. Got it. Okay. Bye, guys. It's been a pleasure. See you next week.